Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Fat Mascara. It's a beauty podcast.
Hey, what's up? It's Jess.
We have a mover and shaker.
Oh, yeah. We got a mover and shaker today. We do. We have a big time mover and shaker. We've got colorist Jenna Perry of the Jenna Perry Hair Studio.
I forgot to even introduce myself. I'm sorry. You did. That's great, Jess. Jess, Jenna, I'm Jen. Got all your J's here. I'm so excited to have
Triple
Jenna
J on. in full effect. So Jenna Perry, if you haven't heard of her, she's a big time hair colorist. You've definitely seen her work if you have glanced at women like Emily Ratajkowski, aka Emrata, Bella Hadid, Rosie Huntington-Whiteley. She does a lot of women in this sort of genre, kind of. I hate this expression, but I'm just going to use it because y'all understand. Like you know, cool girls, the in crowd, young hotties.
Yes.
You get the deal.
She's super talented, made such a name for herself here in New York City and opened her own salon. And we go through her career a little bit, so you'll learn about how she came up in this world.
She gives us some really nice product recommendations.
Oh, yes. I had a couple in there that I wanted to try, both skin beauty and, of course, hair color. So we'll talk about that. And she has some advice for you if you can't get to New York City to see her at her salon, which is helpful.
So thank you, Jenna Perry, for stopping by the virtual Fat Mascara Stude. And good luck on your upcoming hair salon. She's opening up an even bigger space in Soho. Just FYI, if you live in the, let's say in the New York City area, TBD on when that's going to open. But it's going to be big and she's going to have more help. So better chances of getting into JPH. Shall we chat?
Let's chat with Jenna.
Cool. Let's take it away. So Jenna, I was really interested to learn that you're from Newport, Rhode Island.
Yes, I'm from the Newport, Rhode Island area. So I grew up in a town right outside of Newport called Middletown.
Yes, 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 I know it. I actually know it. We went to ice cream there.
It's on Aquidneck Island. So Newport, Rhode Island is on Aquidneck Island. And it's Newport, Middletown, Portsmouth. And so, yeah, it's basically all the same thing, kind of, but without the mansions. I grew up in a very normal neighborhood. And my parents weren't.
So you didn't live in one of those large mansions. Okay.
I used to pretend I did. No. I just grew up in a very normal neighborhood. And it was great because we had the beach right there. And it is such a beautiful small town. Yeah. But yeah, my parents were more creatives. I unfortunately didn't have a sailboat. We weren't that family.
I didn't actually picture you on a sailboat, but I just think it's such an interesting town. There's nothing like it. But what were you like? Yeah. So tell me, where your parents were creatives. What does that mean?
Yeah. So my father was a musician. He played the drums. My mom was a dancer and an aerobics instructor.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we kind of just grew up, like I said, very normal. I was also a dancer. I was also mixing nail polishes with my friends and cutting my friends' hair and bleaching their hair. Always knew that I was going to, as soon as high school was done, get out of Rhode Island. So yeah, I guess I was kind of alternative, if you will.
So tell me a little bit more about that. So you were, you wanted to get out of Rhode Island. It was too small for you it is the smallest state.
Yeah, not Long Island. Sometimes people are like, oh, you grew up in New York. No, it's a state, actually. One of the first.
These people clearly need to go to elementary school.
Social studies? No, I think I really knew what I wanted to do as a little kid. My grandmother, super Italian, got her hair done every Friday. My father's sister, my aunt, I would just hang out with them. They were so glamorous. My mom wasn't very glamorous because she was a dancer and she taught aerobics. And she would be traveling back and forth, actually, from LA. Do you guys remember Tammy Lee Webb, Buns of Steel? Or maybe have heard of it.
I remember Buns of Steel. I didn't know the woman, but okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So my mom actually.
She had the butt you could bounce a quarter off of.
Totally. Yeah. So my mom was choreographing her videos as a young kid. So she was going back and forth to California. It was so cool for me because I'm like, oh my God, my mom's so cool.
Yeah. I didn't know that she didn't do her own choreography.
Yeah, I think that may have been a secret. But anyway.
Cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Tammy Lee Webb. Yeah, so my Nana and my aunt, they'd be go to the mall, gold jewelry, nails done, hair done. And so I really was infatuated with the hair salon. And from that point on, was I want to be in beauty and fashion. Went to school, a normal kid, danced. I did all kinds of dancing. Played softball, hated it. Basketball, hated it. Loved flag football in high school. Normal kid shit. And then, yeah, I had a plan. It was going from high school straight to hair school. I went that summer of 2004. I think I took a month off and then did that. In Rhode Island, you need to go to school for 1,500 hours at cosmetology school.
And then I moved, beauty school.
Yeah. And then I moved straight to New York.
Okay. So you got your beauty school license in Rhode Island and then you went straight to New York.
Yeah. I didn't go to college. My parents were totally supportive of my dream of being a hairdresser.
I know you worked a lot of places in New York. Before we talk about that, I have to ask, do you remember Nana's hair salon name, the name of the salon she went to?
Judy's.
Yes. Judy's. I knew it was going to be a good one. Yeah. Judy's unisex or just Judy's?
I think it was just Judy's. Yeah, it was just duties. I remember.
Okay, she got a set every week. I love that. My oma did that too. And it was like sprayed to perfection and she would like re-pick it out.
Oh my God. Yeah. And actually I like, once I went to hair school and did all that, I started doing my Nana's hair.
So you gave her like a set, like a proper lady set.
Totally. I actually will send you guys a video from a couple of Christmases ago of doing her hair. It's really cute. She's passed away by now, but yeah.
What a lovely bond, way to bond with her.
Yeah, it was sweet. But she'd brag about me, like my granddaughter is now in New York City. But yeah.
Oh, that's really sweet. So, you went to Rhode Island to go to hair school and then you packed everything. You went to New York. Did you know anybody?
Yeah. I moved straight to New York to be with a guy and he was my boyfriend for a very, very long time. Thanks to his name's Zared. He's a professional skateboarder, but I met so many people through him and it was really as soon as I moved to New York, I just like had a whole crew that I used to hang out with. And so I was like working in a hair salon and just being like a shitty little 20-year-old.
What hair salon were you at?
So when I first got here, where did I start? Everything like in the beginning, that maybe first 6 months was kind of just like, I don't like this place. It's small little salons. And then I found myself at Soon Beauty Lab, which is still around actually, but it's like a small...
S-O-O-N, right?
Mm-hmm. Soon Beauty Lab, yeah. So they were in Chelsea on 23rd Street. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I met all of my friends there. Like one of my employees who's become one of my best friends now works for me. And we met there. Tons of old friends. I was there for a long time. There, I assisted. I eventually got behind the chair doing cut and color. From there, I met Kevin Ryan, who used to be a session stylist at the dog park in the East Village. And he was like, oh, come assist me tomorrow. It was fashion week. Come assist me tomorrow on this show. I forgot what show it was, but from there I met Kevin and I like did some shoots, assisted him for Numero and V and like a bunch of other things. And so it was cool because I was doing fashion, styling, and working as a colorist and stylist. I cut up until 8 years ago, maybe 6 or 8 years ago. Yeah. And then from Soon, I went to Ion Studio.
Oh, I know Ion Studios. I was just going to say, that's not actually in New York that normal to do both cut and color that long into your career, right?
Yeah, no, not at all. But I kind of just like wanted to do everything.
Tell us about Ion.
So Ion Studio, I learned how to paint hair. That's where I really became obsessed with color and was like, this is it. This is all I want to do. I don't want to do weddings. I don't want to do fashion. I want to paint women's hair and men. So from Ion, I moved to White Rose Collective with Teddy Cranford. And yeah, I guess like the rest is history. Now we have JPH.
I love JPH. We'll talk about that in a second. But when you say paint hair, that's like an interesting verb to me because I feel like a lot of colorists, you know, they don't use that word when they're talking about the technical process of like foils and all that stuff. Is it like painting for you?
Yeah, well, so balayage is hair painting. It's basically the French word for hair painting. So yeah, I paint hair. I don't foil. I haven't foiled since I moved to Ion and learned how to paint.
So I was talking to somebody about this the other day because I know that there are some colorists who exclusively balayage and some colorists who exclusively foil. Why do you only balayage? And why do you think, and I realize you can't speak for everyone, some exclusively foil? Like what are in your mind are the pros and the cons?
I don't know. I think it's, I think more people are starting to balayage. I like it better. I think it is a prettier, you know, it's a prettier way to do hair. It's also more fun. I foiled someone the other day because I like to just like dust off my foil comb. And the whole time I was like, oh, this is so boring. This is not fun for me anymore. But honestly, that's like what's so controversial of what's going on right now in the color world, because foils, it's more of like a very strict technique, and balayage is really like the hair is a canvas and you can kind of pick and choose where you want to lighten and where the shadows that you want. So that's why I do it, because I just think it's a prettier look.
Mm-hmm. Is there any effect you can't achieve with painting alone?
Yeah, I mean, if you're trying to be violently blonde, then you don't want balayage.
Violently blonde. Okay.
What does that look like?
You know, like really, really blonde.
Yeah, is there like a celebrity that you can...
So many. I mean, you know, you can get there, but if someone's coming in with hair like both of yours, like brown, darker, you can't get violently blonde through one session of balayage. It's a slow process.
It's an art process, it sounds like. I like hearing that it's more fun on your side too, because like I kind of think sometimes we forget about like what it's like for the colorist. Like this is his or her art and profession, you know? You want to enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah, and sometimes people are like, you don't want to like pigeonhole yourself by just painting. And I'm like, why not? This is what I want to do. I don't want to do that. This is what I do all day. It's not fun for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, ever since I've kind of done that, I can't say it was a bad choice.
And so you're an artist, you're working at ION. You're now like a business person. You're an entrepreneur. What was
ION? And then White Rose was where you were right
And then
before.
White Rose, right. So like when, at what point were you like, maybe I need to do this for myself and open my own place?
Well, so I bounced around all these places. I guess not really all these places, but I was in Chelsea and then I was in Soho and then I was in the East Village. And, you know, everyone's kind of scared that people aren't going to follow them. Hairdressers are kind of, that's a fear-based decision to move around.
That their clients won't come with them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. And my clients followed me everywhere I went. And so I opened JPH because I just knew that I wanted to create a brand. I have like this whole like idea of a new model for a hair salon, and I wanted to do it, and I just kind of did it.
What is the new model?
There's a lot of greed in the industry, I think. And I've been on both sides of it now. As a business owner, I've been on both sides of, I think it could be with any industry, but I wanted to build a safe space where where the artist was actually like getting what they deserved and also could just express themselves. Like, you know, there's the old school hair salon model is very like, oh, you have to, the assistants have to wear all black. Like you have to train for 3 years. You can't dress cool. Like you can't express yourself because this is like a very professional conservative business. And like, you have to wear your scissor belt on your waist and whatever. And I was just like, you know what? I'm not that person. And I don't ever want to be that person. And I want the people that work for me, like if they want to show up with a sweatshirt on and do their art, they can. Like everybody here is just a normal person. And also I just like wanted to do fun stuff. And I have a bunch of fun projects coming up this year.
You mentioned like, you know, the scissor belt and the all black. Like, don't you feel that that model is kind of dying out anyway?
100%. When I went to White Rose Collective, we had the cutest little hole in the wall community. We were literally working, I think, in like 300 square feet. And it was like a girly barber shop. you know, everyone became our friends and we'd get tacos for the girls while they were processing because there was like a taco truck on the corner. And yeah, and everyone, my clients, all the clients loved it. You know, they didn't feel like they were in a factory and they were kind of just being treated in a cold way, like a formula. And so,
yeah,
that's, I kind of like, that's my vibe. So it was just something I wanted to do with my space.
Yeah.
And so you have the freedom to do these fun things. What are these fun things that you have the freedom to do now?
You'll see. Just fun, like New York shit.
Okay.
Downtown. No, but I mean,
is this other than painting hair? Like, you know, product projects, other arts?
Yeah, like more content stuff, more, like art stuff. I really want to build this brand past just being a hair salon. And I'm still figuring out exactly what that means. But like I said, I like live downtown. I have a lot of artist friends, skater friends since day one. All of those people really influence me. And I'm inspired by what they're doing. And I just want to collaborate with people. And that's what I'm focused on this year.
Like a Jenna Perry Supreme collaboration moment?
Oh, gosh. No. That's not on the calendar, but that'd be pretty funny someday.
So I have a question. So you have the this reputation like for having a lot of celebrity clients. I mean, we've rattled off a lot during, you know, your bio, but who was the client that really changed everything for you? Because every person who has, you know, every major celebrity stylist has that person. Whether or not they're with them today is another story, but who is that person that changed it all?
So I could, of course, say Bella, but a story that is really fun that you guys would really like, I think, was when I was working at White Rose with Teddy. Teddy was my boss. I was her colorist and she was the stylist. I was like working my ass off. I think it was in the summer, maybe like late summer. And I finally got to go home to Rhode Island. It was like my 2 days off. And I drove all the way to Rhode Island, like got over the bridge and she called me. And she was like, hi, you have to come back to New York. I'm like, why? I just fucking got home. I want to see my mom. And she was like, Rosie Huntington wants you to color her hair.
Now, why did Rosie want you? How did Rosie know that, like, you, Jenna, should color her hair in the next 15 minutes?
She didn't know me. She just trusted Teddy. And Teddy just had worked with her on a shoot. And Teddy was like, you have to see my girl. You need your hair fixed. Teddy also was always like, your hair is shit. You need it fixed. Like, she's funny. I don't know if you guys know who she is, but...
But she told Rosie that her hair was shit?
I don't think it like went that far, but I definitely know Teddy persuaded her into my chair. So I think I was in like the Walmart parking lot, just on the phone with Teddy before I... drove 5 minutes to get to my house. And I remember I got off the phone and I just like started crying because I was like, wait, first of all, like someone, Rosie Huntington wants me to color her hair tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm exhausted and like, oh, fuck, I have to do this, you know? So I drove to my mom's, I hugged her and I just drove back to New York.
Did your mom get it or was she like, this is bullshit?
Totally. Are you kidding? I saw my mom. I called my sister-in-law. Everyone was just like, yeah, you have to go back to New York. Like, this is
I'm
a
so
really
glad
fun
they got it.
Opportunity. Oh, totally. They're so cool.
So what happened with Rosie when you got there?
Gosh. Well, so again, drove back to New York. It was like maybe 9:30 p.m., slept, tried not to like look like trash to see the queen. And yeah, she was so great. I worked with her for a year after that and would go back and forth to LA. And we wound up like eating Shake Shack together towards the end of our little hair stint.
Oh my God.
I know, she's great.
Jenna, when you got up to see Rosie like that night, that was the same day that night, did you tell her like, it's cool, like, okay, like you told her like you turned your car around from Rhode Island?
No, I don't think she knows that.
Does she know, like you never told her that story?
No, I didn't.
I hope she finds out.
No, I didn't.
That is so loyal.
Yeah, it was special. Yeah, that's if you love your job and you're passionate, that's what you got to do.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yogalattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Allo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code MASCARA20. allomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Certainly that snowballed to so many other clients. You mentioned, you know, Bella Hadid, so many of these gorgeous, like phenomenally, like epically beautiful women with these, you know, incredible heads of hair. And so much you've gotten like this nickname for doing quote unquote hot girl hair. Do you, A, did you coin that? B, what does hot girl hair mean to you?
Okay, so A, no. Julie Shaw did.
Okay, good. And
of
who
course.
Did?
Julie
Shaw.
Oh, Julie
Shaw did. Mascara
okay.
Guest
okay.
Like,
hot girl hair.
Was Megan Thee Stallion involved in that nickname? Yeah.
God,
it was like 3 years ago.
That
song was everywhere, right?
Yeah. I hope Megan doesn't come for me because I love her. But no, yeah, Julie, I think I like did her hair and that was her caption. And then from there, and we all know Julie's so fun. She's great. And from there, Rio, Vieira Newton, who writes for or used to write for New York Mag, she put me in the best of issue and that's what she said I was known for. So I'm like, all right, let's just lean into this.
I mean, take it.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to be known for creating hot girl hair? But I want to know, like, how do you define it? Because I think everyone, like, when they read, they were, like, looking in the mirror, like, do I have hot girl hair? How do I get it?
Well, I think hot girl hair is low maintenance. It's a lot of maybe what's going on in the hair world right now. Less is more. It's kind of like the best accessory because it's low maintenance and effortless hair. It's healthy and shiny and not fried and dry.
Not fried and dry.
I love that you call it low maintenance because I feel like I've seen just in the last couple of weeks, like expensive brunette. Is this other?
I
do you
know.
Love how writers try and make names for this? She's shaking her head. Like, what do you think of expensive brunette?
It's so cringe. Like, I mean, I'm fine, whatever. Yeah. You know, it's just so hard, like, talking about hair trends because I have to, and it's great. But yeah, the names, like, what's the other one? Mushroom blonde? I don't know.
Milk tea, I also saw recently.
The
clavicut
haircut terms. I'm like, oh, God, guys.
Oh, like the balaclava, but as a haircut?
No, like clava, like it ends at your clavicle.
Like clavicle.
Oh. Wait, picture the one that I just came up with.
It's like I'm picturing a cousin It.
Like really long bangs and like a shag that covers your mouth. It's horrible.
Yes,
okay,
let's make that.
So that's like is that a lob? Is that the new lob?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. This was a couple years ago.
What's up with all the, like, why are people so interested in quote unquote the trend? And what's your take on that? Do you believe in it at all?
Trends are never going anywhere. I don't know. It's a tough one for me.
Well, we won't have anything to like talk about or write about. So we just need you guys to say stuff. Like, what are people doing? What are people, like we just, it's a silent arrangement agreement.
Yeah. It's a really tough time to like have a trend called the expensive brunette though. I don't know. It's weird. I really do think that, you know, there is hair that looks really cheap. And again, that's fried and dry hair and maybe not the most complimentary to your skin tone, but I don't know. This one, this, the name is just a little funky. I think it's just another word for rich, obviously. They were like rich synonyms and then it was expensive. So
well, yeah, that's, people, yeah, that's rich girl hair. Rich girl hair.
Like, but, rich chocolate brown, you know, like not necessarily money rich.
The first thing you said when we asked about hot girl hair, though, was like low maintenance. So I'm curious, is it that it looks low maintenance? Like you look at that person, it looks effortless, or that it actually is like, I'm Jenna Perry, I'll do your hair. You don't have to come back for 6 months. You're going to look great.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. My manager, one of my managers years ago was like, your clients are never going to come back to you because their hair looks like it did when they left. And I was like, no, it doesn't at all, but they'll come back. And so, yeah, I see my clients, I see my blondes like every 6 to 12 weeks. All of my brunettes come in every 6 months, like 4 to 6, mostly 6. I want them to go live their lives. Like, I don't want to get my hair done all the time. I don't even want to get my nails done.
Can we talk about the average age of your clients?
Yeah, I was like, wait a second. Do they have about grays? They don't have any roots. Okay, like, we're talking about people without, like,
yeah,
real roots.
What's going on there?
Oh, no. Well, okay, yeah. Those ladies, love them to death. I love my single process ladies. I see them, like, they're crazy. I'll see them every, like, 3 weeks to...
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we're talking about people who aren't covering color, who are just boosting what they have.
Like, who are these 4-monthers? I like envy.
They're Bella Hadid.
Yeah. Okay. It's good to be.
That's the beauty of balayage, is it grows out a little more or less maintenance because you don't get a line of demarcation as hard as foils do. Mm-hmm. And I've always... in the past, 8 years, really liked to just enhance your natural color. I mean, some people, you know, they need a little bit more love, but yeah, less is more.
So for our listeners who cannot get into Jenna Perry, and we know that there are many, because when you were in the Times last year, I remember there was a line about how a lot of our listeners were lamenting that they could not get in on our private Facebook group. So if you're listening, we hear you. Jenna, tell them that the lines are open for them to get in.
Oh my gosh, totally. And I have 3 colorists right now. They all assisted me at some point. And so they give hot girl hair, that's for sure.
Okay.
And I am so proud of them every day, because a lot of my clients now have started seeing them after all of the press that happened last year with me. Yeah. My lines are going to be open once I open the new studio, because I finally like have my ducks in a row now. My schedule just started to get so like crazy and I had to stop taking new clients.
Well, congratulations to that.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
So this opens in the spring, right? Your new space in Soho?
I'm not holding my breath. You know, construction's wild and New York City permits. Yeah. It's like, ugh. I'm at the not fun part. So I'm just like trying to be very kumbaya about when I open.
Do you think in general that when people, if they want to go to Jenna Perry, but like this happens with a lot of big name hair colorists in their salons and like they can't get in with the lead colorist. Do you think it's safe for them to know, like, if you go to a salon whose vibe you like, who in general the look is your kind of look, you're going to be okay with the other colorists?
Yeah, that's what I've already experienced.
So, I mean, that's good advice for people who might be like in the waiting line, even if they're not here in New York, you know, like... pick a salon with the vibe you like, not just all about one person, you know, who you found.
Yeah.
Okay, so for our listeners who can't get into Jenna Perry, like full stop, okay, they're not even getting to see your team. Do you have any advice
for how they can get a better color service from their colorist. Like, because I feel like you must get people who come in to see you and it's their first time and you're doing like a diagnostic, right? And they're not happy with their color. Like, what are those like one or two things that have usually gone wrong? Is it like they're getting the wrong shade or is it like too much? Like, what are those key things that you're seeing over and over again?
I think it is, you know, more of a stripey highlight that they're not liking anymore. And I think that it's the wrong shade. That's a big one. Yeah, it's kind of both. It's definitely like technique and tone.
For the tone thing, does it pull in one direction? Like, is it always like hot and oxidized, or is it like green and cool, or depends on the person?
Not necessarily. It's just not like the most complimentary for them, or they're just like way too blonde.
But how do they solve that? Like, how, if they're not, you know, your average layperson isn't going to be able to speak color and be like, I think we need to go in more this kind of direction. Like, should they bring pictures or like talk about celebrities that they like? Like, how, you know, what colorists do is really such a both combination of art and science. It's so much more advanced than being like, I want my bangs this long. And that's not a disrespect to stylists by any means. I just think sometimes the language is so much more difficult to speak.
So I love pictures. I request that any new clients email or bring in pictures, references of what their dream hair is. It really is so much easier than like a lot of people's cool is neutral to me, or their gold, their version of gold looks more red, or, you know, there's so many, so many things that just a picture does the trick, you know?
Well, it doesn't matter then if they can't, then it can't name it. Like, gold is copper in your world or whatever. You're just both looking at the same picture. That's how you can talk on the same level. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And then, you know, I'll talk technical hairdresser terms to them. And then we do the damn thing.
And then the magic happens. Now, this damn thing, we know you're not a fan of, like, we haven't seen you quoted in the press and talking about, like, here's how to get it at home with box 7N and all that. What's your take on at-home dyeing? Because a lot of people can't get into a salon.
Yeah. No, and I know that. And I know that really, like, times right now are tough. I have, you know, a few clients that I haven't seen since quarantine, but I've given them their formulas and they do their color at home. Mostly just like root touch-ups, you know. The thing with box dye for me is you can really mess up your shade. And then you're just left with a mess in your hair. It looks like you have a wig on or like a Lego head. And yeah, but I do think that it's really a lot of IGK, I think, just like came out with their own at-home hair color. And I think that's so smart and cool. And I actually can't wait to try it. But yeah, I don't mind sharing formulas. I give my formulas to other colorists for clients and or them, and they'll come and pick up their formula, like their color. And yeah, it's just more about like, I care about your hair. I don't want you to dye it black on accident.
So it's, and if this is an existing client of yours, it sounds like you'll work with people, obviously. It's just, you know, to have them have the hair they want, even if they can't come see you. It's just that in general, the boxes go wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're coming to see you, or if someone's just going to see their colorist and they know, like, listen, this year, two visits is all that's in the budget. What do you tell them to do when they're not with you to, like, get the most out of the color you gave them? Are we allowed to go in the sun?
Oh, yeah. Go in the sun. Sometimes it's even better for your color. I definitely recommend glosses, at-home glosses, or a color depositing conditioner. My favorite forever is Davines. All of that stuff really helps.
You like their color depositing from Davines. Is that what pigment?
Mm-hmm. It's the Alchemic conditioner. They have silver, they have chocolate, gold, tobacco, red. It's really great.
Right. And what about the glosses? Jess and I lament an old gloss we used to love that's gone. And Jess has been on a journey. You've tried a bunch this year.
I love clear glosses.
Yeah.
Clear
ones do you like?
Clear glosses. I mean, there's so many. There's so many great ones on the market. Even just like oil treatments are really great for your color too. I don't have a favorite, guys.
As we're talking at products, I know that you're such a beauty girl. I've seen, you know, pictures of you using facial devices and you get your brows done, you do lymphatic drainage massage. Like you are like, I know if you're not working, it feels like you are like definitely still on a beauty beat. So I would love to know what kind of products or like, you know, beauty services people you love, like just give us a little, give our listeners our little bit of a beauty download of what you're loving right now.
I get facials from Joanna Vargas. I was lucky to meet her through my friend, Jen Fisher. And Joanna's like so incredible. You look like fully snatched for 3 days after you leave her. I just love being touched. So I love a massage. The lymphatic massage from Ricari's studio, they're my girls, is so amazing after being on your feet all day. Products wise, I've just been like testing a bunch of stuff right now. I just went back to P50, which is why my skin looks a little red today. But it's fun to go back and forth. But I, you know, right now I'm just like in this crazy testing period because I really want to perfect my 35-year-old skin, if you know what I mean. I love Botox. Dr. Rita Linkner is my girl. I'll just go there and be like, what do I need?
Brows. Let's talk about brows.
Brows. Brows, my girl Jasmine Imani. Oh, she does my lashes. I'm sorry. Now I'm getting all confused. Lash lift, like the holy grail. Everyone needs one all year round. It's so good. I actually need one right now. But Jasmine does my lash lift. Brows, I just go to my little spot, my neighbor's spot on 9th Street. It's right across the street from the studio, Nice Brow. Love those girls. They pluck and sometimes I tint them. Yeah, it's just easy.
Do you fill them in or just you tinting them yourself keeps the color rich?
No, I tint them and then I just use like a brow mascara.
Which one?
I think right now I'm using the Ilia one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it. Picture it.
Mm-hmm.
Light bluish color on the outside if I'm right.
Yeah, so Say Beauty, I love their skin tint. It's super light. I love most of the Chanel products. I'm a lipstick girl, but I wear masks all day now, so. My lipstick's like way at the back of the bin, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's really just like eyeliner, a Charlotte Tilbury bronzer, and yeah. Eyelashes and brows.
Totally forgot about the Sculpt and Glow. Do you use the one with the dual, or just use the bronzer?
No, I just use the bronzer.
Oh.
Should I try the Sculpt and Glow?
I used to use it all the time, and like I haven't used it in so long. And now, as soon as you said it, it's like, oh my God, it's like thinking about like a meal that you haven't had in a long time. And now it's like, oh, let's go get that tonight. It's like a bronzer, then it has half of it's a bronzer, and then half of it is a highlighter. So it's all there for you. It's a powder. So you put the bronzer on, and then it has the highlighter, and it's not too much, not too sparkly, but has a little bit of luminosity, and it is perfect. It's very perfect if like you don't like to use a lot of products because it's like that's your face. You could use a little base if you want to, but that's your face. That's great.
I'm going to go look for it.
Yeah, I'm sure it still exists because it was a very popular product.
So last question before we let you go. It is fat mascara. I know you get a lash lift. Do you use mascara?
Yeah. Too Faced, which better one? Than sex.
It's a classic.
Classic.
It's very hot girl of you, Jenna.
Yes.
Listen, if you can have a reputation for something, Yeah, that's a pretty good reputation to have. I'm so glad we got to catch up with you and hear more about your career and
thanks, guys.
How you do hair and your story. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Jenna.
Thanks for having me.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.